The Nature Conservancy of Canada is a registered not-for-profit, kind of like me. I'm a registered not-for-profit kind of guy. And they advocate for the conservation of important natural heritage areas from coast to coast. We've had them on the program before. They do wonderful work. Not only do they go out and check these areas out and make sure that they stay pristine as possible, but in a lot of cases, they actually buy it to make sure that that happens. It is a wonderful organization, and joining us now is Christine Ferguson, who is with the group. Good morning, Christine. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you right now? By the way, what part of the country?
I'm in sort of snowy, rainy Guelph, Ontario this morning.
Okay, so you're getting rain down there as well, because we're getting it here for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Christine, give us a quick overview of the new program that you guys have got out.
Yeah, so this is really exciting. So as you mentioned, the Nature Conservancy of Canada has a number of nature reserves all across this amazing province of Ontario. And we just recently launched a program with iNaturalist, which is an app that anybody can download on their phone. And when you go into the app, you can actually see some of the Nature Conservancy of Canada's properties or priority areas. And what you can do there is observe any species, any plant, any animal, any tree you come across on the landscape, submit it to the database, and you're actually helping NCC do citizen science.
So it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's sort of helping us monitor our properties, because we've got a lot of land to take care of, not that many bodies. As you mentioned, we're a not-for-profit, much like yourself. And that means that we can use all the help we can get. So the engine of those volunteers out there on the landscape snapping photos of plants and animals is a huge help to us.
Now, we've, like I said, we've had folks from Nature Conservancy on the show on several occasions, actually. Tell us a little bit about the program as it pertains to actually ownership of land and property. How does that whole thing work?
Yeah, great question. So what we focus on is the acquisition of private lands primarily. So we work with willing buyers or people who are willing to donate their land, and we go through it just kind of like a regular real estate transaction. So we'll approach people where we know they've got some awesome stuff on the property. They're maybe moving on from their land, their 100 acres, or they're looking to sever off their backyard, donate that to us. There's a whole bunch of ways you can go about it, but at the end of the day, what happens is we are a land trust. So we hold that land, and our mission includes taking care of that land as best we can forever. So that really involves understanding what's out there on the landscape.
And I understand that you're always on the lookout for volunteers to help monitor and manage some of these properties. Tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely. So the iNaturalist new project, where anybody can download the iNaturalist app onto their cell phone and then go out to these lands and take pictures, is one way that you can volunteer without even having to sign up for anything. We also have a formal volunteer program where we get enthusiastic people out all spring and summer and fall doing everything from counting butterflies to hauling trash off of properties, to helping us keep our trails clear from hazard trees and pulling invasive species. So lots and lots of work that volunteers can see. And you're right, we're always on the hunt for enthusiastic people who can help us get our work done that much more efficiently.
And Kristen, tell them how they can get a hold of you to volunteer.
So you can visit us. Yeah, you can visit our website, natureconservancy.ca. Check out our volunteering section. It's a little wintry now. We should have our events posted in a couple months so we can all start dreaming about spring. And I highly encourage people to download the app, iNaturalist, on their phone. And all you have to do, take a picture of anything you see, submit it. Experts are verifying it, and you're helping NCC do our work.
And by the way, I mentioned earlier on the program when we had the Minister of Natural Resources on about the fact that Ontario is leading the world in wildlife management. One of the tools that we use, one of the best tools that we use, is exactly this. The Nature Conservancy of Canada, it plays a big role in managing wildlife in this part of the world for sure, in particular here in Ontario. So we definitely appreciate all of the hard work that goes into it. Kristen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good one.
You too. Kristen Ferguson, natureconservancy.ca is where you need to go if you want more information. Natureconservancy.ca. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll talk to Mr. Summers and my grandson, Nick, and see what's on their minds. because they don't have much that it won't take long before we finish with them and bring a doc on for sure. More Journal After. This is Diego 8.